Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Well, as we said, this week has been New Zealand Fashion Week, and while the fat, or I guess in this case the fashionably emancipated lady, has all but sung, the opening on Monday night seemed like a good chance to catch up with some of our leading designers, all in one place, and to talk about where they've been, where they're going, and what the financial crisis means to them.
The designers, all the best for a very successful week, commercially, creatively, professionally, and it's now my pleasure to declare Air New Zealand Fashion Week 2008 officially open, and enjoy it.
As well as being the official opening of Fashion Week, Monday night also saw the presentation of two awards, one of which was won by Sibel Wirren for her eponymous label, Sibel.
Sibel, congratulations, first
Thank
of
you.
All. Now, you just won the Export Growth Award, is that right?
That's right.
And what was that? What's that? Any idea what that's for?
I do, actually. the award is about promoting export development, and so, yeah, that's what it's about.
Now, you're showing at Fashion Week this year?
I am, tomorrow, 3 o'clock.
Yeah, how's it been? How's the last couple of weeks been?
Oh, it's been really exciting and lots of hard work, lots of late nights and long hours. And
many tears?
No.
Because how many years have you done Fashion Week for now?
I think this is the fourth solo in a row, and previous to that I did a breakthrough show.
So the fourth solo show, I mean, actually you must have it all down pat by now, do you?
It does get easier. You do sort of get to know your way around.
Do you also try and make things easier on yourself? Like you go, well, last time we had that giant paper mache clown falling from the roof, we won't do that. This time we'll just have some cheese and crackers.
I guess you learn from previous experiences, but we're always looking to, I guess, take on new challenges and make things new each year.
They're not cheap, are they, putting on a fashion show?
I guess it's relative, isn't it?
Well, I've heard tens of thousands of dollars. I'm not asking you how much yours costs, but tens of thousands.
I think there's a real sliding scale. You can spend a lot, you can spend a little, and then I guess it depends what that means to you, whether that's a lot or not,
so
and what you get out of it.
So a box of snacks and some, and you know, a block of tasty cheese and some Huntley Palmer crackers, you reckon you can do it fairly sort of...
Yeah. I'm sure there's a range of budgets.
Does it pay off? I mean, in terms of A, the buyers coming in from overseas and around the country, but also branding. I mean, is it worthwhile?
It really has been for me, definitely, for the Sibel brand. It's been incredible over the last 4 years. Really one of the most key events for the brand in terms of profile and growth.
Because you're sort of in this level, aren't you, where you're kind of, you're not, you know... My mum might not have necessarily heard of you, but I can spot you from across the room. You know what I mean? Like, that sort of level?
Yeah, well, I guess things take time, time to build.
This year with the recession going on, have you noticed that?
I have to say I haven't I've noticed it in the media. I can't say we've noticed it in business.
Oh, that's good.
But it's on my mind, you know, it's something to think about and consider and keep an eye out for.
So the company's still growing and
yeah,
doing well?
Yeah, it's growing every season.
Excellent. Did you know what your prize is yet? Did you get something?
Yeah, it's a travel prize.
Sweet.
Yeah,
cool.
So we've submitted an application which involves a trip to Japan to further build on things that we're doing there already, and a trip to New York.
And you're probably going to need those that holiday after tomorrow, are you?
Oh, I don't know if it'll be a holiday, but
we'll see.
Definitely look forward to it.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for your time.
Okay,
cheers.
Thank you.
Sibel's was amongst the first of the Fashion Week shows, but just like the naughty kids sitting down the back of the bus, the place everyone wants to be is the last show of the week, which belongs to this man.
Hi, I'm Stephen Dunstan. I'm involved with Huffer Clothing.
Tell me what's Huffer's been doing the last year or so.
Last year we've set up a USA company and we're selling up into that marketplace. We've spent a bit of time. We're actually yet to deliver something. In the next 3 weeks we'll have our first shipment landing in stores, so... There's a lot of work that's gone in behind it, but it's a very exciting time for us. And we're actually just a couple of weeks ago selling our second collection in there. So, it's a market we're focused on. We have a strategy, and we're sort of pushing away. And
you're doing a Fashion Week show this year?
Yes, we are.
Yes,
we're the last show of Fashion Week. So I think that's where the hype's probably coming from. Everybody just wants to have a party, you know? That's
yeah.
probably what it is.
Is there a lot of
clothes,
is there,
it's just about having a beer.
Is there a lot of responsibility being the last party of Fashion Week? Because you know that everyone's had a hell of a week. They've worked really, really hard. They just wanted to turn up to your party and unwind.
Yeah, well, actually, I think...
Does that make your alcohol bill three times what everyone else's is?
Yeah, we're good at having parties, man. So I think it's... I don't know. It's part of the culture of our brand. We're slightly more relaxed, and we do like to party. So,
I mean, Huff has come out of skateboarding and snowboarding roots.
Yeah.
Still fairly true to those roots in some ways.
Yeah, definitely. Like it's board sports heritage. But Dan Buckley, my business partner, and myself, growing up a bit, it influences the way I think, and it's my upbringing, and I was still involved in board sports. That's when I very rarely get time. I'm out there. I surf a lot, and I don't skateboard as much because the concrete's a little bit hard now, but,
Fashion Week's all about getting the overseas buyers, supposedly, to come and look at your stuff. That's one of the main reasons for it, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you think
right.
it gets overlooked sometimes by some of the people?
Yeah, it does. There's quite often there's a lot of media involved, and actually, the international buyers, it's good they come over, but it's just good for us personally. It's like good practice to just put yourself on show, and there's great benefits. New Zealand buyers as well, they all come up and have a great time and can really showcase your brand in quite a unique, different way for us, So.
How long have you been preparing your Fashion Week appearance?
It's probably started back sort of March, really, when you start designing the collection, really.
Yeah.
But, you got to think about the fashion or the catwalk show along the way, because he makes over-exaggerated styles and you got to put them into the production cycle of making the samples. And so, it's well thought out.
A few surprises in store?
Tricks up our sleeve, but
it's been a pretty hard year. I mean, the economy is, for the first time in a long time, in a recession. Are you feeling that?
Most definitely. I think so. It's just you got to keep working that extra bit harder to even stay where you are. So, but at the same time, it's just, it's a good test for everybody. Maybe I'll just clean up all the riffraff. That's not us. make it through. But you got to think long term and, not freak out in these situations. But no, it's all good.
Good luck.
Yeah, thank you very much.
One man who's seen more than his fair share of Fashion Weeks is Neville Finlay, a flagship Kiwi fashion label, Zambezi.
Show's on Thursday, Neville. How's it looking?
Looking fantastic, Damien.
Yeah,
it's going to be a few surprises and a spectacular show.
When you say a few surprises, do you mean a papier-mâché dragon falling through the ceiling, or are you talking about, someone wearing something a bit risque?
No, I'm talking, we're not into gimmicks at Zambezi, but we have a particularly gorgeous venue and a very special catwalk, so we're looking forward to a fabulous night.
You've been doing Fashion Week pretty much since time began, haven't you?
Time began, yeah.
But I mean,
after the birth of Christ.
You'd be one of the veterans, is what I'm saying.
Were one of the originals that collaborated with Pieter and sort of helped her nut out the thing. And she's done an amazing job. I'm not taking any credit for that, but we were there as a full support for her and supported the idea and were in boots and all and have been ever since.
I mean, how would you describe the development of the industry over the last 8 years?
I think the industry is in a very healthy shape. We've got an incredible talent here. And probably what a lot of people don't realise is that we have incredible quality in New Zealand. The New Zealand made, I've got to make that distinction because I'm very pro New Zealand made product. Not everyone here makes it in New Zealand, sadly, but the New Zealand made product is of exceptional quality, not to be bettered anywhere, and people should know that.
Have you found it that, this year we've headed into a recession, is sort of high fashion clothing one of the first things that sort of people start to cut back on, you think, when times get tough?
No, they don't cut back on it. No, we're bucking the trend, I'm happy to say, and I think, I'm very pleased to be able to be positive and just power ahead.
After 8 years, I mean, what do you stand to gain by being involved in this year's Fashion Week and next year's Fashion Week and so forth?
Well, it might surprise you to know that one of the big things, apart from the feel-good factor and giving back to the industry and all those things that it's quite nice to say, what we really enjoy is actually the completion of the process, like seeing the collection culminate in a beautiful show. We made the decision last summer, where we normally show in Sydney for summer collection, not to do a show. And it's really like we felt there was something missing in in our appreciation, our satisfaction.
Because there was
There
was a bit of a buzz at the time, wasn't there? There was like, ooh, Zambezi's not doing Fashion Week. Oh. What is it? The sky is falling, the sky is falling. What does that mean? You know, so on and so forth.
Well, it was just a decision we made at the time. We had a whole lot of other things on. We'd just established ourselves in Japan, and we'd been up to Russia and done a little show up there.
As you do.
And it was just a little bit much to do it. But I think in hindsight, we probably would like to have done a show for summer, but we've been in here, as I said, every time supporting the New Zealand Fashion Week, and Fashion Week supports us.
And that's Zambezi's Neville Finlay. Coming up after the break, we find out just how honest politicians really are, and we meet supermodel Rashumba Williams-Brown, author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Being a Model.